I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1498. What does saved mean? As you may know, one of my theological hobby horses is the problem of modern Christians in shrinking Bible words and concepts to be very narrow, very limited, truncated in their meaning. And when we do that, we blind ourselves to the richness of what God has for us in that particular promise. For example, we do it with the word grace. When we make grace, G-R-A-C-E, God's riches at Christ's expense, which is true, but it's not just for that. If we only make grace for forgiveness and entering the family of God, we miss the truth that all of life is grace. Another place where I think we shrink the word of a Bible concept is the word saved. Let's delve into that today. This podcast is called The Two Greatest because Jesus said the two great commandments are to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbors ourselves. And we can do that as we live out our salvation. So the Greek word is sozo. And yes, 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 it's often used in the context of saving us from our sins. In places like the Christmas story in Matthew 1:21, she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will sozo, he will save his people from their sins. But it's more diverse than that. Saved also is when the boys were in the boat, faced by a gigantic storm, and Jesus is asleep on the cushion. And Scripture says, and they went and woke him, saying, save us, sozo us, Lord, for we are perishing. Now, they're not asking for forgiveness of sins. They're asking for safety from the storm. In Matthew 9:22, Jesus performs a healing. The text says, Jesus turned and seeing her, he said, take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well. And instantly the woman was made well. Well, the word well is sozo. Physical healing was a form of salvation. When Jesus hung on the cross, the taunting thief said to Jesus, you who would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, sozo yourself, save yourself. If you're the Son of God, come down from the cross. Once again, he's not telling Jesus to have his sins forgiven so he could go to heaven one day. He's saying, get yourself off the cross if you're who you say you are. In Luke 18, Jesus heals a blind man and says to him, recover your sight. Your faith has made you sozo. Your faith has made you well. The word well is saved. And Jesus asked to be saved himself in the garden in John 12:27. Now my soul is troubled. What shall I say? Father, sozo me. Save me from this hour. But for this purpose I have come to this hour. Of course, Jesus didn't need his sins forgiven, and he wasn't asking for that. He was wrestling with his mission of dying on the cross for our sins. The saving act of Jesus is for eternity. Thanks be to God. But it's also for now. His salvation rescues us from all kinds of physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, relational trouble when we walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. So here's the great question. How is salvation, that is being saved, affecting your life with God here and now? Other than your sins being forgiven, which is the biggie, what else has the Lord saved you from? Let's pray. Jesus, thank you that eternity is now in session. Thank you that sozo means all three tenses. We have been saved, we are being saved, and we will be saved one day in your glorious kingdom. Lord, teach us to recognize and embrace your saving ways in our lives every day as we face trials and temptations. Because if your salvation wasn't lived out in practical ways, Lord, where would we be? Thank you, God, for sozo. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1499. In the meantime, when we focus on getting people saved, let's rejoice that his saving work extends his graceful grip into people's lives now as we learn to abide in Christ, become more like Christ, and let that old self die away for good. So now, what would you say if someone asked you the question, what does it mean to be saved?